Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you with actionable tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current team and leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today's episode is all about time. Maker time versus manager time. We're going to dive into the importance of aligning your tasks to the time you have on your calendar so that you can be the most productive person you've ever wanted to be. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by FitAF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where FitAF steps in. FitAF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Aligning your time to your task is what gets you more time back in your day. Getting time back in your day is an illusion. But being more productive with the time that you have, that's how you feel as if you have more time back in your day. So what we're going to talk about is this idea of maker time. Maker time is the deep, focused, highly cognitive, straining tasks that you do throughout your day versus manager time, the short, high burst interval tasks that you do throughout your day. When you can align the task at hand to the proper time block, you're going to find yourself more productive and less stressed. So think about these concepts, maker time versus manager time. They were really popularized by Paul Graham. And what he thought about and developed were these two distinct approaches to productivity. If you've ever been working on a task and you find yourself in deep focus, and then all of a sudden you get a knock on the door, or an email notification, or a notification on your phone, that interrupts that cognitive flow. So if you were trying to do something in deep thought, or you were reading and researching, what that does is it takes you out of the flow state. So you are no longer in that thought. That train has literally left the station. And what you're left with is trying to then address the person who came in, or address the notification, or address the distraction, and then get back into that state of flow for that maker task where you were interrupted with the manager task. So what Paul found out is when you have dedicated intervals, dedicated time for these tasks, you align that thought process. You are able to put yourself in the deep flow state for the more cognitive straining tasks, and you're able to batch process the high burst manager tasks, these high short-term interval tasks to do. So let's talk about aligning your time to your task. It's essential. So when you look at your schedule and you have these issues you need to deal with, these tasks at hand you want to fully engage, you need to be able to set the conditions to not be interrupted for your maker time. You need to set the conditions and time constraints around your manager time. So when you have this alignment, you are more efficient. And when you're misaligned, you find yourself being more stressed, and this feeling of decreased productivity can overwhelm you. So to get the most out of your day, I found myself as a business owner struggling with this up front. I was working long hours, I was working late into the evenings, and I was not feeling productive. I then started to create this false sense of productivity, this false illusion of productivity. So as a team and leadership development workshop facilitator and keynote speaker, majority of my work that I do is deep cognitive focus. I have to write content. I have to create course outlines. I have to develop workshop descriptions. I have to think about what's the latest cutting edge research on leadership, or what's the best thing or the latest research on team dynamics. So a lot of what I do takes time to read, research, absorb, write, create, and pull together. So what I found myself being distracted by were the managerial tasks, these administrative actions, replying to an email, uploading my finances, booking travel for my next work trip, or taking a sales call. These tasks that needed to get done because I'm the only one in my business. I'm a solo business owner, and it felt good doing it. But what I found was the deep level thinking wasn't getting done. And when I was able to dedicate the time to it, I had the distractions around me. I'd see the email pop up. I'd see the notification pop up, and I would be distracted by what felt like actionable progress, but really was holding me back from true progress and true productivity. So when you think about maker time, it's all about that uninterrupted focus. These are things that take 2 to 4 hour blocks of your day. When you have those blocks, then you become significantly more mentally prepared to dive into that task at hand. So some examples of maker time: creation, writing, designing, coding, any form of content creation that requires that deep level thinking. Another maker task is strategic thinking. Your 3 to 5 year plan. How are you going to get there? Long-term goals, or thinking about making a high impact decision for your business or for your work team. Another example of a maker task is deep cognitive tasks, analyzing data, solving complex problems, or conducting research. During maker time, you want to minimize distractions, shut off the phone, turn off the notifications, set the work setting up to where you can focus purely on that deep level thinking task at hand. Sometimes it even helps to go to a different place to work that you know is going to be less distracting than your normal place of business, or than where you normally conduct your work. Manager time. These are these short, structured tasks that involve coordination and communication. They're usually 15 to 30 minute intervals of your day. So when you think about managing tasks, managing processes, these are things like sales calls. So it's engaging with a client or a prospect, you're discussing products, you're discussing negotiations, you're discussing services, and you have your block on the calendar where you're going to start to initiate the relationship, and you have what you're going to say and how you're going to say it, and you have a structure to these that typically is repeatable as you work through your business. Another manager type task might be an update meeting where you're looking at your key performance indicators, or you're looking at your progress updates or a project update along the way. A third type of manager task might just be for you to make your to-do list and to work in your schedule and to schedule tasks in the future, right? These things that take a little less deep level thought, and they're repetitive, they're administrative in nature, and you can get them done in about a 15 or 30 minute period. So the key to effective manager time is efficiency. Clear agendas, concise communication, upfront, you know what the outcome of that task and that time is gonna end up being. That's where you make your money on manager tasks. So to get the most out of your day, it's essential that you really dive into your calendar and you set up boundaries and you set up constraints so that you have a start and a stop blocked for both manager and maker tasks. Let's look at some strategies that you can use to help protect your time so that you can be as productive as you want to be. Setting boundaries. Clearly communicate your availability and block out maker time tasks on your calendar to avoid interruptions. Secondly, prioritize your tasks. It feels good to work on a task today, but it might not need done until the end of the week. But it feels good to scratch it off that to-do list. That's where manager tasks can kind of creep into your maker time and distract you with this false sense of momentum and productivity. So prioritizing your tasks, you identify the most critical and you allocate the appropriate time block for them based on that. The third thing, strategy you can do is batching similar tasks together, specifically for your manager time is what I'm talking about. When you have your manager time and you're looking at things that need your signature, or you have three prospects you want to reply back to, or you have these tasks at hand that you can do one after another that are very similar in nature, batch them together so that you can be even more efficient and effectively use your time in that 15 to 30 minute block. And then your fourth strategy here is using tools and technology. Leverage productivity tools, set those timers, set those schedules up, use the do not disturb functions on your devices so that you can manage your time more efficiently, get in the state of flow more quickly to be able to work on those tasks at hand. So when you implement these strategies, you're really creating balance in your schedule and you are being more efficient with your use of time, whether that be for the deep level work or whether that be for the managerial tasks, a short burst work. When you're more effective and more efficient utilizing your time, you're more productive throughout your day. Time, task, alignment. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you found value in today's episode, give us a comment, send us a review across all of our social media channels. We want to hear from you. So send us a topic that you think is important for all leaders out there in the workplace or leaders out there in your daily life. What's something that you want to hear back from us on that will help you lead at your very best? Because we are here to serve you. And if you're an organization who wants to invest in your people and you want to develop team dynamics and your future leaders, I'm here to serve you. I offer highly engaging, creativity-infused, hands-on learning experiences for teams and leaders of all levels. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey or email me at will@onthestacks.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.